All right, here we go. Remember Monday afternoon? I was here, you were there, and I said, just like, don't be too down, don't worry about it. The week's going to fly by, and Friday's going to be here before you know it. Here it is. Friday is here. This show just seems to make the week fly by. Glad you're with us on this Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot on the air. We have a lot to talk about. Not only is this Free for All Friday and the beginning of the weekend, but it's the beginning of a long holiday, Memorial Day weekend for many of you. So right now, you need to reach over there and crank it up, because this is what you have been working for. All right, there are scattered showers all over the place. Before I left to come to the station, there was a brief shower at West End, and I'm looking out of the studio window, and deep on the West Bank, there's a pretty significant shower. So a chance of scattered showers. This is a real summertime pattern. And you know what's interesting about that is it's not officially summer until June the 20th. But today, this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, is the emotional beginning of summertime, the emotional end of summertime, and the movement into fall is Labor Day weekend. So, you know, I've noticed in the years of doing radio that people are a little different. Callers are a little different. The number of callers are different. People have a different attitude from Memorial Day to Labor Day. And I think this really comes from our conditioning early in our lives. From the first grade to being a senior in high school, we had summers off from school. It's a little bit different today, but when we were kids, when boomers were kids, that was no doubt about it. You know, you had 3 months off for summer. Again, it's a lot different today. But we still have this summertime mentality that is sort of baked into us. And so even though we might not realize it consciously, subconsciously, we kind of have a little bit of a more relaxed attitude in general when Memorial Day hits. And we get into that kind of summertime mentality. All right, we have a lot to cover this afternoon. And you know, I don't like to talk about politics on Free for All Friday, but we do have some things to get to this afternoon. I just posted a video on my Substack account. Substack is a For many of you, it's a new platform, social media platform. It's a bit of a different audience. My Substack account, just like Facebook and Instagram, is an extension of our show. Since I'm not bound by the FCC, I can express things a little differently on Substack. So I just want to warn you about that. But it's still my opinions, and just in general, a more cerebral audience, and there are fewer haters on Substack. There are less people who are just looking to criticize no matter what you say about the president. And even if it's true, if it's negative about the president, there are people in particular on Facebook and then on Instagram. They're not as present on Substack, which is kind of refreshing for me. There are people who are just sitting there just waiting for anybody to say anything negative, even if it's true, about the president. And then they leap into action and criticize you. Well, here's an interesting story, and a lot of people who support the president will agree with this. This is shocking to me. The state of Oklahoma is going to require that schools teach students that the Democrats stole the election in 2020 and that Donald Trump really won the election. Students are being taught this. This is part of the updated Oklahoma Academic Standards for Social Studies. And they're going to look at graphs. They're going to look at information. They're going to look at the sudden halting of ballot counting in some cities in battleground states. They're going to look at the security risks of mail-in balloting, the sudden batch dumps, the unforeseen record of number of voters, and the unprecedented contradiction of the bellwether county trends. Even though not all of the experts, they're experts that side with the president. But the courts and many experts, including Donald Trump's own attorney general when he was president, William Barr, said in December 2020 that U.S. attorneys and the FBI had investigated, but had, quote, not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected the different outcome in the election. So logical people, people of sound mind and body, understand the election was not stolen. There are, and I don't want to resurrect this topic, but I can't help but talk about this because it's shocking to me that a state's school system, and I don't think we should give Jeff Landry any ideas because he may want to do it in Louisiana, they're going to actually teach students that the election was stolen, which is not a fact. And it's shocking to me. There are voting irregularities in every election. Dead people vote in every election. People who are not supposed to vote, vote in every election. And everything that happened after the voting was done in 2020 has been done in every election. There was an answer for every single thing that was criticized. But there was nothing that indicated that there was enough irregular voting or that there was a pattern of irregular voting to demonstrate that the election had been stolen. So I think that's shocking. We may talk about that this afternoon. Well, the conservative media is after the Trump administration when it comes to the Jeffrey Epstein files. And this is good. I'm glad the conservative media is on this. Remember when Donald Trump said in 2 weeks or something like that? It's always a 2 week period. He has a tendency to say in 2 weeks we're going to do this, and then he doesn't do it. And devout Trump supporters don't care that he doesn't really follow through. But it's like he makes the promise with the idea that he's going to convince you that he's going to release it, and then a lot of people forget and may think that it's actually been released. But what about these Jeffrey Epstein files? Why weren't they released? He was going to release them. Did he turn up in those files more than he wanted to? Look, I don't know if Donald Trump went to the island. I don't know if he went to any part of Jeffrey Epstein's homes. I don't know if he went there for parties and had sex with underage girls. I don't have any reason to believe that. And it's my instinct that Donald Trump did not do that. But I don't know. And I think he was friends with Jeffrey Epstein. He's been pictured with Jeffrey Epstein, but that doesn't mean he did anything wrong. So I'm wondering why he is so reluctant to release these files. But the conservative media is after him with this. And of course, the liberal media is after him as well, if you want to divide the media into, you know, right and left. The president, so we talked about this this week on the show, the president's ridiculous claim that there's white genocide in South Africa, and the president put up a fake picture, it was not an accurate picture, about trying to explain in front of the president of South Africa that there was the genocide of white farmers in South Africa. The picture wasn't even from South Africa. It was from Congo, which is in the southern part of Africa, but it's not South Africa. So again, I don't know why he would have had aides around him that would have allowed him to look so stupid, because it's ridiculous to hold up a picture that's not accurate. And the media is going to check that out. It's not the media's fault. If the media reports something negative about that, it's your fault for holding up a fake picture. So now there's all this talk about, well, he's got pictures of the grave sites. Well, the grave sites are a false claim. The picture of the grave sites are a false claim as well. And we're getting that from the man who created the monument for the video. The man who created the monument for the video of the grave sites that Trump used is saying it's not true. And yesterday, I, you know, gave people an opportunity to call up and explain why the president of the United States would show a fake picture when the president of South Africa is right there. And then with the grave sites, that's not true either. So it's hard to figure this out. I wrote a blog. It's posted on WWL.com. It should also be posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. I'll try to get it up on Instagram as well. I might even put it on my Substack account. It's about Memorial Day 2025 and how this is a different America. You know, we're celebrating the same thing. We're honoring those who died. We're celebrating their lives, those who died in service to our country. And it's a holiday filled with partying. It's filled with buying things on sale. But it's about honoring those people who died serving our country, fighting for our freedom. And yet, in 2025, this is a different Memorial Day because this is a different America. And we're going to talk about that this afternoon. All right. Elizabeth Hurley, that beautiful actress who was the female lead in the Austin Powers movies, says she doesn't care what fans think. She doesn't care if fans don't understand why she's doing it with Billy Ray Cyrus. I find that whole thing to be revolting. But again, that's just my opinion. Anyway, she says she doesn't really care. The tech industry is seeing continuing layoffs. So the tech industry continues to downsize with 61,000 workers across 130 companies being shown that they're fired so far in 2025. And apparently that's going to continue. So there's some talk now about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's love of Travis Kelce. And Kirk Cousins, the NFL quarterback, is very critical and shocked that Taylor Swift accepts Travis Kelce because Travis Kelce has a lot of hair on his back. Now, you know, everybody's different. Some people have hair on their backs. In the gay community, those are known as bears. If I were a woman, I don't know that I would like that. But I guess if you're in love with somebody and they have hair on their back, so what? But I mean, isn't it interesting that this is even a topic? I didn't make this a topic. I'm reporting on the fact that this is a topic. And so there's a congressman who says, "I don't drink out of a straw, brother. That's what women do in my house." There's this whole thing now about paper straws and banning paper straws. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that. I don't use straws. I don't. I mean, the last time I used straws was probably to do cocaine back in the 80s. Yeah, I don't use straws. I like the feel of the ice and the beverage on my lips and teeth. I like the sensation of that. So I'm not into straws. But, you know, a lot of people are. A lot of women are into straws because they don't want to mess up their lipstick. A lot of guys are into straws for the same reason. All right, if you have a comment this afternoon, it is Free for All Friday. The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Sir Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon.
And good afternoon Sir to you,
Ian.
Too, as well.
I know, Sir Ian. Thank just you. kind of yeah, goes together, good. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, there was a United Airlines flight from Honolulu to Los Angeles that had to return for security purposes about something that was written on the bathroom mirror. And I'm thinking, you know, if you're leaving Honolulu and going back to Los Angeles and they say, we got to turn around and go back to Honolulu. Hey, I'm not complaining.
All right.
Okay.
That's fine.
You got
somewhere to be.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did it say on the mirror?
Let's see. What did it say on the mirror? I don't know if they got into the specifics. Sometimes they don't like to reveal exactly what is said. I don't see that in this story. I'll see if I can find it. But it was something that was alarming and alarming enough for them to turn the plane around.
Interesting.
But yeah, if I'm going back to Honolulu, I'm okay with that.
Hey, you're never going to believe who sat on the committee that drafted that curriculum for the state of Oklahoma.
Who?
Kevin Roberts, the president of the Heritage Foundation, who
oh, wow.
wrote Project 2025.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, so all of you who said, well, yeah, well, what about Project 2025? Well, it's happening before your eyes and your ears. It's happening right now. It's being introduced. And for those of you during the campaign who said, well, there's nothing about Project 2025. Well, yeah, there is. And it's being implemented right now.
I'm going to be very curious to see how the student body receives that information, because let me tell you, when I was in high school, you know, we were stupid, we played pranks and we made bad decisions, but we also had very finely tuned BS detectors. And if I went and sat down in a history classroom and the teacher, you know, wheels out this chart that said, oh, this is how many votes were stolen in Gwinnett County in Georgia, you know, there's so, no effing way I'm going to listen to that. I'm just not going to accept that. I don't know what I'll do if I walk out or protest or, you know, make a, what you call a petition or something like that. I don't think Oklahoma students are stupid enough to eat this tripe.
I think this is so shocking. I mean, it is. It's shocking that a state school system is going to teach a curriculum to all of the students They're going to teach that the 2020 election was stolen and that Donald Trump really won. If you're a parent, what do you tell your kids? I mean, I would explain to my child that the election was not stolen. This is total BS. But do what you can to ace the course. I mean, do what you can. Learn what you need to learn, but understand that it's not true. And so what you're doing here is you're learning how to learn. And so just take the information, do what you can to ace it, but then realize that it's total BS.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking, but indeed not surprising, it is. I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. If you want to join us already, we've got a lot of calls. So we'll get to some of your calls. We'll get to your text messages as well. And coming up, I want to talk about how this Memorial Day 2025 is different. Because America is different. We're honoring the same thing. Those who died for our freedom. Those who died for our country. But what they died for seems to have changed. Because I'm not sure we have the same freedoms. And there seems to be a new direction or an attempt to move America in a new direction. We'll talk about that this afternoon. We've got some great patriotic USA red, white, and blue America bumper music planned for today. And if you have a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Well, you may have heard this in our news. Billy Joel has canceled his tour. He was scheduled to be here with Stevie Nicks. So is Stevie Nicks going to still be in concert? I don't know. I hope so. I would have gone to the concert. I'm more interested in Stevie Nicks than Billy Joel. But Billy Joel is dealing with a brain disorder and cannot tour. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and it's Free for All Friday. We're coming right back on WWL. It's Memorial Day weekend. I'm Scoot on the air, and we're going to talk this afternoon about Memorial Day weekend. And I know people love to party and go to the beach and buy something on sale. That's all cool. But let's remember the reason for this weekend. Let's remember that we're honoring those who gave their lives. And, you know, let's thank those who did serve in our military as well. But this is a time to remember those who gave their lives, made the ultimate sacrifice. And by the way, this is for soldiers who were killed, not necessarily in combat. If you're on a training mission in the United States and you are killed, you are to be remembered on Memorial Day. It's for remembering all those who died in the service, because those training missions lead to efficiency in battle, and they are as important as those who die in battle. So we remember all of those people. I wrote a blog about this, and we're going to talk about that. It's posted on our website, WWL.com, also the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And I do have a new post on the Substack account. I hope you will join me. I really want you to subscribe, because we're kind of doing a free intro introduction right now. But those who subscribe to Substack are going to get extra things and special things. Look, let me remind you that the Twins fans inbound coming from Slidell, coming from the East, it's closed. There's a medevac situation there, and it's closed. You can still go to the Slidell and head east for those of you maybe heading to the beaches this afternoon. And if you are heading to the beaches, we appreciate you taking us along with your drive, on your drive. And, you can take the Highway 11 bridge, and there's other ways to get in. So, or, you know, depending on where you're going, go I-12 and then go to the causeway and take the causeway across. All right, let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to Jean in New Orleans. Jean, you're on WWL. Happy Friday.
Hi, happy Friday, Scoot. It's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you and your listeners.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. So I just wanted to say quickly, the last time I called in, that you were very generous with your time, letting me speak, and I'm very grateful for that. I have a harder time. I don't know why speaking on the radio makes me so nervous. I have a harder time on the radio being conversational, but I will make an effort in this regard.
All right, well, cool. Just pretend that we're hanging out having drinks.
Okay, cool. I'm having a Negroni. What are you having?
I'm having a decaf pumpkin spice tea, a real manly drink.
I'll drink for both of us, the manly drink. Okay. In any event, thank you for that. You're very gracious. I hate to call in about a political thing on a Friday, but
it's okay.
I thank you. I did text yesterday at 3:30, but maybe it was too late, so it didn't get through. Regarding the whole white genocide thing, you know, Trump is a blowhard, and we know that the way he just expresses himself is always inflammatory and over the top, and him using images that aren't relevant is not surprising and, you know, just disgusting as a president.
No, it's not surprising, but it's still surprising to me that a president does this. I'm not surprised that he does it, but I'm still shocked as I look at the big picture that a president in the United States is doing those sort of things.
Yeah, well, not a tit for tat, but there were things that Biden did that I don't find presidential either.
And I agree.
Again, I don't belong to either party. So like you, I tried to see all angles.
Good.
But just to go to the point about the white genocide, I don't know that I would call it a white genocide because I believe that insinuates that it's large numbers. But I do know on Monday, I listened to the New York Times, the Daily podcast, and they were covering the Afrikaners, which are white South Africans that right. are refugees coming into America. And the reason that the New York Times covered this and made the connection is because there is a backlash to the racial oppression that we all know about prior to Nelson Mandela and the ending of apartheid. And because during this time, Afrikaners would hold back and not allow Black South Africans to own farmland. So they have been instructed to, the Afrikaners have been instructed to give back some of the land to the Black South Africans, and that has come, but it's been in sort of piecemeal. And so there have actually been murders of Afrikaner farmers, and that's part of the reason that there's refugees coming into America. So it doesn't explain away, you know, the term genocide. It doesn't explain away the false picture, but there is a seed of truth there, which...
Yeah, there's also
aspire to see.
Yeah, I've also learned that that there's a lot of crime in South Africa, and the killing of white farmers has been traced more to robbery than it has been to genocide. And I think we all know that the word genocide is a hot button word. And if, you know, if three people are killed and you call it genocide, well, you know, people are going to freak out over that. It's not that it's good that three people died, but they're going to overreact to it because it's one of those buzzwords. Sean, I appreciate the conversation and I appreciate that that information. And I like people like you because I can tell that you think for yourself. You're not brainwashed by one side or the other. And that's what this show is for. I mean, everybody's invited to this show, but this show doesn't target right-wing radicals like a lot of conservative shows do. We don't target left-wing radicals. We target those people who are thinking Americans who can kind of figure it out for themselves. And they don't have to know everything, but they use logic and they're not allowing themselves to be brainwashed. But Sean, always enjoy the conversation. Thanks for listening. Let's go to Elmore in New Orleans. Elmore, you're on WWL.
Yes, sir. I don't know if you have paid attention. If you're New Orleanian, you probably have. You live in New Orleans in the South. If you look at the history of Memorial Day, historically, if you live in Pittsburgh, New York, Chicago, Philly, D.C., what have you, it was a day that was very humbled and very cherished. The South, for whatever reason, daily dollar short, never really honored the day to a certain extent because there was still conspiracy theories, if you will, about the South not winning and what have you. But the South is part of America, but Southern, if you know the Southern, unless you work for the federal government, state government, most cases you wasn't off unless you work for a Fortune 500 company that honors Memorial Day because they corporate America in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or what have you, honored that day. So being part of the company, you was off. But the South is daily got a short and carries on honoring Memorial Day because they still look at that as a Southern Union Day instead of a day for all Americans.
Yeah, it is different, Elmore. It's quite different in the North. Small towns in the Midwest, small towns in the Northeast, they relish Memorial Day. They have Memorial Day parades. Now, they're not like our Mardi Gras parades, but they celebrate differently than we do here. In fact, in this part of the country, not everybody is even given off for Memorial Day. It's not as respected a day as it is in other places.
Well, see, the thing that needs to be put in historical perspective, when you look at honoring our warriors, if you will, heroes and heroes, and being an Afro-American man, I'm very sensitive about what I say because I speak what I know, not what I think and what people tell me, is that we will always got to come late in terms of being honored. I've always led when they honor people like Truman because he integrated the armed services. Got to be kudos for that. But in history, if you really understand, the Korean War was in full strength. They need every Afro-American man they need because, let's face it, we need unity. When you fight the war, I can't be concerned whether you're white, black, Hispanic, or Asian-American. But he did that for a reason. I don't know if he really loved Afro-Americans. If his history shows me that he hasn't.
Well, Elmore, the World War II Museum also enlightens us into the number of African-Americans who were part of World War II. And this is something that, you know, we were not generally taught, but we're learning more about that. Elmore, I've got to get to a break. I really appreciate your call, and I'm glad you're tuned in to Scoot on the Air on WWL. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to your calls. Also, we'll go to Ian and get some of your text messages. It's Memorial Day 2025, but I find this Memorial Day to be a little different. I find it to be different because America is different. Now, we're going to be talking about that this afternoon. I picked out some really cool patriotic music, some songs that maybe you've never heard, like this song, Our Country. This is John Mellencamp. So I've got some really, really great, inspiring bumper music for this afternoon as we head into Memorial Day weekend. I'm Scoot. I'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 2023, the Ford Motor Company announced a change in the decision to eliminate AM radio from several new vehicles. Any car or truck that was sold without AM radio capabilities would have a band, AM band restored via software. U.S. lawmakers were very concerned about rural customers not being able to receive emergency alerts from FM or satellite radio, and they demanded that AM radio be part of cars. I'm Scoot on the Air, so there's this controversy over straws, plastic straws, paper straws, or straws in general. Republican from Tennessee, Representative Tim Burchett, was on Fox News, and he was on with Jesse Waters. And Jesse Waters apparently has this thing that he does, Rules for Men. And so Tim Burchett was asked if he drinks out of a straw. And he said, no, that's what women do in my house. John Kennedy, senator from Louisiana, said that he wants Jesse Waters to pay his taxes. He said, I knew him when he was poor. And that's how long I've known Waters. He was asked, what do you want to tell Jesse Waters on Fox News? And that was the message from Kennedy. But a lot of the men were asked about straws. In fact, Kennedy was also asked about straws. He says men. It was also about eating soup in public. Jesse Waters says men should not eat soup in public. Part of his rules for men. And Kennedy said men shouldn't eat soup in public. What do you think of that? He said a man shouldn't eat kale at all. You know the best way to prepare kale? You mix a little olive oil in it with the kale. And that way it slides off the pan easily into the garbage. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of kale, but kale is really, really good for you. So, you know, I don't even drink out of a straw. So men are not supposed to drink out of straws. You know, just because they say that, it makes me want to drink out of a straw. You know, this stuff about rules for men, rules for women, that is so chauvinistic. I mean, it's so archaic. I mean, I know that there's some things that men do that, you know, women don't do and vice versa, and some things that are more important for men or more appropriate for men, like, making number one while you're standing up. I mean, that's, you know, women can do it, but it's, you know, it's more appropriate for men. Men sitting down doing that is, well, it's kind of sissy, in my opinion. But the whole straw thing is just kind of crazy. I like the feeling of the ice and the beverage right on my lips and to my teeth and in my mouth, and that's why I don't like the straw. Let's go to Mike in LaPlace. Mike, happy Friday. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good, because I'm driving my car, and I want to make sure that it's going through the Bluetooth in the car. But anyway, about the whole straw thing, it's funny you should bring that up, because I was just thinking to myself recently, observing my own behavior, that when I'm eating at a restaurant, so when I drink water, I never use a straw, but when I drink everything else, you know, iced tea, lemonade, root beer, I use a straw. So I have no idea why I do that. And then I thought, when I'm home, I never use a straw. When I'm home, I drink everything.
Really?
So, yeah, I don't even know what that's all about, but that's what I do. So well, what does that make me? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Some would call you a sissy. Maybe Jesse Waters would call you a sissy, but you know, I think it's, if Jesse Waters calls you a sissy, I think that's okay.
Something tells me that Jesse Waters is a sissy himself, actually.
The way he speaks and his body language and his face, he looks a little femme to me. I'm not saying that in a critical way, but I think he's got a strong feminine side. And some people who have a feminine side are afraid to be in touch with their feminine side, so they become super macho. And I see signs that Jesse Waters, in general, tries to be like a super macho dude. So maybe he's afraid of that femme side.
Maybe we should get his address and mail him a box of straws or something like that.
Mike, I appreciate the call. Have a great Friday afternoon. Yeah, it's a little bit insane. So again, if you're just tuning in, remember, as far as we know, this is still the case. The Twins fan coming from the east, heading to the west into the city, is closed because of a medevac situation. Take Highway 11 as another route. Depending on where you're going, maybe you go I-12 to the causeway. But heading out of the city toward the beaches, yeah, it's all clear. And Memorial Day weekend is the emotional beginning of summertime. Summer doesn't officially begin until June 20th, but this is sort of the beginning of summer for most of us mentally. And a lot of people head to the beaches for the first time during Memorial Day. All right, the water might still be a little chilly. In fact, we'll try to find out what the water temperature is along the Gulf Coast for those of you heading in that direction. I'm Scoot. We're going to come back with a lot more. And if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It's Memorial Day. We've got some great patriotic music for this afternoon. This is Bruce Springsteen. There is a Fox News reporter on Canal Street reporting on the five prisoners who have escaped. Yeah, come to New Orleans. Try and find one of the escaped prisoners and win cash. Well, yeah, they're offering a lot of cash if you turn them in. Hey, listen, this Sunday, there's an event at Tipitina's featuring the music of Tom Petty. Keith Spira from the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com, was on yesterday. Scott Ages was the music journalist and critic before Keith Spira. He has brain cancer. He lives in Colorado, couldn't make it. His wife and kids are going to be here. The event is called Rock for Ages, for Scott Ages. It's a great benefit. Susan Calcio's going to be there. Many other local New Orleans bands are going to be there, and they're going to all be playing the music of Tom Petty. It's a great event. Sunday night, because of Memorial Day being a holiday for so many, Sunday night's going to be like a Saturday night. So go to TIFFS. I think it all starts at 8 o'clock. At Tipitina's, the music of Tom Petty, if you like it, go there. There'll be a lot of cool people there, and it'll be a fun event. Plus, you're going to be really helping somebody who needs help. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. It is a Free for All Friday. We will talk a little bit about Memorial Day and why I think Memorial Day is different this year. And I'm very sad about this, but I want to be honest about it. If you're on hold, just relax and hang on. We'll get to your calls, too. We'll be back on WWL.